Medical testimony today about little Alice Marie Cremons and how it was when they found her in a wooded area. A dead four-year-old with a shirt knotted around her neck and mouth. They talked about that body, warm from the sun, about the flies that laid their eggs about the still face, about the examination for...
Let's leave the flies out of it, Tony.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know you're serious, but I, you know, if we have to hit this around a late lunch at 3 o'clock, we're going to ruin, you know, Dimbo will be in here stomping on my fingers. All right, let's do it this way.
How about the flies and the rigor mortis?
No, Tony.
All right, I'll put rigor mortis in there.
Yeah, put rigor mortis and, you know, about rigor mortis, about
right.
Finding her body in a field and stuff like that.
All right, I'll just
let's leave
that
the flies and the eggs out of it, kid.
Three familiar names were there. Joseph Rorick, Anthony Grace, Carl Andrade, as the state started painting the red-haired defendant as a sort of one-woman welcome wagon. Are you ready?
That's not really it.
Yes, it is. I know. Leave it. Yes, it stays.
No.
It stays. Now, are you ready?
Did the prosecuting attorney or she say that?
I said sort of.
No.
This is absolutely legitimate.
No, Tommy. No.
It is quite legitimate, and it is going in now. You roll the tape.
No welcome wagon, man. Come on. You know we can't put that on the air.
You can.
No, you can't, Tony.
Community chest.
Tony, no welcome wagon, no fucking community chest. Will you stop?
Look, I am going to paint her as sort of a... If I can put it in, it is my judgment. It goes in. They tried to paint her as what I'm calling...
I'm not going to pass it out. I won't pass it out.
Well, then check it. Who's there?
Huh? Let's see. hold on a second. Joyce really passed out. His answer is, oh, no.
He's kidding.
No.
That spoils the whole piece, all right.